This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Employees at the Region of Queens Materials Recovery Facility will be laid off when the depot closes on December 1st. The region said in a news release late Tuesday afternoon that the layoffs and closure are because of provincial changes to how recyclables are handled. The region's solid waste facility employs 13 people, but the release did not say how many employees are affected. Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR Wednesday that 8 employees work at the recycling facility, but he said the municipality will try to move them or retrain them for other available positions with the region.
The first step is going to be to try to retain staff, if that's possible, to keep people in the organization. And then if they can't be kept, then to lay them off. And then whatever is contained legally within the collective bargaining agreement, you know, we'd go from there. Oh, it sucks. It sucks. Like, we know it's, you know, that it's challenging times. Life is tricky to afford, and there's not a lot of jobs. You know, there's not a lot of good paying jobs in the community. So certainly it's not a decision that we made lightly, but we're not in a position to be able to like repurpose the MRF facility for anything. It was just, there's no need for that facility based on the changes that are being made with how we're handling recyclables in the province.
Christian said waste collection won't change in the municipality. Collection dates or methods won't be affected. The solid waste management facility will remain open. This change affects only who sorts the recyclable material. In August 2023, the Nova Scotia government amended the Environmental Act to make recycling packaging and paper the responsibility of the producer.
No impact to the resident experience, but that the producers of the packaging waste are responsible to figure out what happens to that waste. So that's papers and plastic, stuff that's used in packaging. It's now the responsibility of the Jeff Bezos and the Walmarts of the world to deal with their own packaging.
Circular Materials is a company formed by corporations that produce packaging waste, such as Loblaw, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and others. Christian said that company also offered to collect the recyclables, but the region opted out. Jim Sponigal is the business manager for Local 1928 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The union represents employees at the facility. He told QCCR on Tuesday that he found out about the layoffs from a member of the local who works there.
He completely been blindsided by it. So there's no discussion with the union, no conversation. We were completely in the dark.
He said relations between the region and the union have not improved since a week-long strike in January. Workers won much improved wages, but Sponigal said Tuesday that some workplace issues are still outstanding from before the strike. Sponigal said he'd be contacting their legal advisor to see how the union can respond to the layoffs.
Well, I'm sympathetic to the members who will be losing their job. It's disappointing for sure. I only sympathize for the members affected by the decision of the region.
CAO Willa Thorpe said in the release that the municipality is working with impacted employees to help them, quote, transition at this difficult time. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.